This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today. The national-level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. More from our correspondent.
Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event, along with representatives from different sectors such as government, academia, science, sports, entrepreneurship, media, social work and culture. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. In September 2023, Parliament passed the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam to enhance women's representation in legislative bodies. The Act provided for reservation of one-third of seats for women in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies. With a focus on implementation of women's reservation across the country, a Parliament session will be convened from the 16th of this month. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Gujarat and Maharashtra beginning today. The President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Rajkot today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will join the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Lok Bhavan, Gandhinagar on the occasion of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. On the same day, the President will attend the fifth convocation ceremony of Rashtriya Raksha University at Gandhinagar. On Wednesday, the President will attend the second convocation ceremony of AIIMS, Nagpur. The last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle will be performed at Shivaji Park in Mumbai at 4 p.m. today with full state honours. She passed away yesterday at a Mumbai hospital at the age of 92. Asha Bhosle was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital on Saturday evening due to chest infection and exhaustion. Asha Tai, as the legendary singer was popularly known, was a recipient of the Padma Vibhushan and Maharashtra Bhushan Awards. People can pay their last respects to her at 11 a.m. today at Casa Grande, Lower Parel, where she lived. As campaigning intensifies ahead of the West Bengal Assembly elections, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will be on a whirlwind campaign trail today across Birbhum and Paschim Bardhaman. Mr. Shah will begin campaigning at 12 noon with a public meeting at Palli Mangal Club, Ground in Sainthia, Birbhum. He will also address another gathering at Khairasol in the same district at Kosto Dangal Maidan Ground. In Durgapur, Mr. Shah is scheduled to participate in a road show. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress TMC Supremo Mamata Banerjee is also scheduled to hold multiple campaign programs across the state today. According to the party sources, she will hold a rally at Suri in Birbhum district at around 11:30 in the morning. In Chhattisgarh, an encounter took place between police personnel and Maoists in Majpali area of Kankar district. A woman Maoist commander, Rupi, was killed in the exchange of fire. According to police, Rupi had been active for a long time and efforts were being made to persuade her to surrender. An automatic weapon has been recovered from her possession after the encounter. The U.S. military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Donald Trump's orders to block Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in a league stage match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 241 runs set by the RCB, the Mumbai Indians managed to score 222 runs at the loss of 5 wickets. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.